The next speaker is Joe Pesca. And I don't know if many of you know Joe. Joe is an integral part of aviation in the state of Missouri. Years ago, I was on the State Aviation Advisory Committee in the early 90s and in Jefferson City. And what happened, I went up there in the first meeting, and I said, where is the aviation portion of the Department of Transportation? I was familiar with Illinois' large aviation department. And I got directed to this corner, and there was like 1.5 people there. And I thought, you got to be kidding me, because Missouri had just been granted a block grant status, which meant that Missouri was responsible for administering the FAA funding within the state. And you think, well, how is this going to work? Where are the resources to make this happen? Well, once again, Bob was wrong, because over the last 15 years, basically, Missouri has built more airports in the last 15 years than any other state in the country, have put in 18 runways in the last 15 years, have developed a sustainable revenue path for funding aviation in Missouri, and actually have given property tax relief to many of us on the airplanes that we own. So they have done a tremendous job, and one of the integral parts of that is Joe. So I'd like Joe to make a few comments about aviation in Missouri and also the impact of Spirit on St. Louis County and the city of Chesterfield in particular.
Bob, thank you. Keeping in line with our Feel the Love theme, so when Director Bales or Director Rapko are pushing me for funding, Feel the Love, guys, I'm working with you. So be patient. Now, I don't want to take up a lot of time. Really want to thank NBAA, the Spirit of St. Louis Airport, NBAA for choosing St. Louis. Just want to touch on a couple things, let you know at least my perspective of Spirit and the importance it plays within the state and within the country. We did an economic impact study a few years ago, and we looked at the Spirit of St. Louis Airport. We looked at all the GA airports in the state. Spirit generates about $400 million annually in economic activity. You compare that to all the other airports, all the other GA airports in the state, and Spirit consumes about 50% of that. So it's a huge number. So about half of the economic activity generated in the state is generated at Spirit. So a very significant portion of our work and our relationship with Dick and John. There are 130 base jets at the airport here. That's more than Centennial in Denver. That's more than DuPage in Chicago. That's more than DeKalb Peachtree in Atlanta. That's more than Teterboro, the New York side. So it's a major player, not only for us, but throughout the country. Over the last several years, MoDOT's invested about $14 million. As Bob had said, we administer state and federal funds and improvements and maintenance at the airport here. We're completing or working with the airport now on a parallel taxiway as part of their Northfield development program. That's under construction now. And with, you know, with all the good things, there's still a lot to do. To continue to maintain and modernize the system, we're looking at about a $35 million a year investment in terms of what we've got to do at the state level for the next 20 years. Our state and federal funding sources fall well below that. So in terms of working with NBA, working with other associations, we've got a keen interest in upcoming authorization on the federal level as well as on the state level that we work with every year. Appreciate it. You know, thank you very much for selecting St. Louis. And if I've got a minute or two, I'll take a question or two if there is one out there. Yes.
Airport improvements, which way should the authorization bill, which way do you think it should go?
Well, there, from the authorization standpoint, for the most part, it's been pretty good. There's a component in there which is the AIP, Airport Improvement Program. The Senate version of that is really, in terms of the funding level there, let me step back just a minute or two. The president's proposal that came out, the AIP level was very low. It was almost $1 billion less than what it has been in previous years. The Senate version that came out has put that level back at current funding levels that we've gotten in the previous bill, which has been over the last 4 years, which has been pretty good. Probably the big debate right now is a lot of GA airports, we've got about 70 in Missouri, participate in a non-primary airport entitlement program. That's where each general aviation airport gets an allotment of funds, and they can use that funds for, they can let it add up for 3 or 4 years. They can use it kind of annually, and that can go toward maintenance and capital improvement projects on airports. There has been some discussion of taking that part of the program out. That's been very beneficial for GA airports over the years. I'd like to continue to see that, continue within the bill. We're also pressing for the increased or at least the promised levels of AIP. Thank you very much again. Appreciate it.